礼节美语。
陈豪昨天晚上陪一位总裁出席晚宴，可是他有个问题还不太清楚。为了请教美籍华人 Mary， 他约好 Mary 一起去美国餐馆吃晚饭。
嗨，陈豪 ，How's last night's dinner? Everything's okay?
你告诉过我怎么喝汤，还有各种刀叉的用法。可是啊 ，It may sound silly， but 昨天晚上我发现啊，我不太知道该怎么吃面包。哎，美国人好像跟我平时那吃法不一样。
别着急，你看服务员给我们送面包来了。The first thing is that your bread goes on your bread and butter plate.
把面包放在面包和黄油的盘上。Which one is my bread and butter plate?
It's the one on your left above the forks.
哦，就这个。
Just remember, bread and butter on the left, water or coffee on the right, and meat goes in the middle.你就记住德国的名牌汽车 BMW 就行了。
What has BMW to do with eating bread?
B 代表 bread 在左边， M 代表 meat 在中间， W 代表 water 在右边。
BMW。 哎 ，Mary， 可你还没有告诉我应该怎么吃面包啊？我们中国人吃啊，都是一口一口的咬，可是美国人好像是用手掰哎。
Yes, I noticed that too. 我来给你示范一下。Tear off a small piece, butter it if you like, and eat it. Then tear off another piece and continue until you are satisfied or have eaten the whole thing.
That's the way I saw Americans eat their bread last night. 现在你证实了，那我以后就没问题了。
So everything's clear now? 没问题了吧？
等等，我还有一个问题。昨天晚上啊，面包很松，面包渣掉了很多。我是不是应该把面包盘放在我的面前？这样呢，面包渣就不会洒在桌子上啊。
No, the bread plate remains in its place. Just break the bread and butter it over the plate and let the crumbs fall where they may.
哦，面包盘是不能搬动的哈，一直放在左上方，然后掰面包、涂黄油都在盘子上面。
That's right. Now let me sum up the main points. Bread goes on your bread and butter plate, which is on your left above the forks. To eat bread, don't bite, but tear off a small piece. Butter it if you like, and eat it, and continue until you're satisfied or have eaten the whole thing.